Blank what?
You talking about them blank shot? They all know that. I don't know if it's a rifle and shield and all kind of ammunition I use, but them college rat shot and them BB gun, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the BB gun and all that, yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. That's right, that there. But that's all kind of. And I'm always out with the shotgun and rifle bowl.
Did you move out of your house down there?
Yeah, sir, off of Lake Mead.
You have to move all your...
Yeah, everything was on the road. This year, all was down here on Lake Mead.
You had to move all your what?
All of this out here. The water got up, shook up. The house wasn't no high in this. And she said, you go back there and you move this. When you go back there, the water up this deep in the house.
This already?
Deep, yeah, sir. That's where it ride. And that was a deep freeze. I had a deep freeze big in that. Jacked it up on a drum this high. Went back there. That next day, water up in here. And I had to throw this food and the deep freeze over in the river. It down yonder right now. Yeah, so I had everything. Goat, coon, deer meat, some of everything in that box. And I had threw it all to the fishes. Water is at that fast. That's right, Cap. I was lucky to get myself out from there. Yeah, this was lucky to get myself. I ain't care about something had to go because it come so fast. They said it wasn't coming fast, man. It got up on top of that bank that night. The ground was out like that, this level like that. And looked out there that night. I got to go to loading them boats up that night. Yeah, that big rain come, that water was coming all across there. Just a fair. I was getting water up to here, loading boats that night with some of the stuff. Left halfway down there in the water. Yes, sir. And that's right, Cap. And that's either move this heavy stuff out there, but I ain't got much over there now. It come up as one boat, I bring it out. It load in one boat and come on out. Yeah, sir. And the moles and this and that. But I cut grass with outboard motors and let's go there and put it on the boat. And I got two good boats and they throw that stuff in here and out through the woods I'm coming. Yeah, sir. Don't take me long to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
No. But all this stuff you had to move, you had.
Oh yeah, by boot.
All your.
Yeah, by boot. All this stuff, cause I had boots behind me like train head coaches. Move this stuff, Cap. Boot way in the front, and all the boots strung out like a train with the coaches. I seven boots behind me. It looked like a coming all that water up this high, you up on top of it, coming out through there, pulling that stuff. And look out the hill, you can see the hill. You had to come way out here to the hill to get to the ground. You couldn't go back that way, you had to come this way. And oh, it looks stressful. I'm not telling you, Cap, it looks stressful. And I done it though. I wore that motor, yeah, sir. And one broke a loose, and I wore it around, and then break a loose, the chair fell off ahead. It stacked up too hard, up under them bushes. And I had turned the whole thing loose and got and cranked the motor up and lighted it alone, went around there and picked the chair up and then come back and caught the tow and went on. Yes, sir. And I outboard motor. That's right there. That's right.
You had to move all your what?
Everything.
All your furniture?
Yeah, everything, Cap. But all what I left, the water took it.
Yeah.
Yes, because the water got up. Shook this house like this, the water got up on top of it. Water got on top of this house, Cap, over there.
Mm.
Couldn't see nothing but the little comb of it. Now, people had them clubhouses up tall in this. So, Cap, and up there in them trailers, you'd run the car up on the trail, they had it up so high, and the water got up in here, this deep. Them high houses.